Hey everyone, and welcome back to DriveCast. My name is Corey, and I'm grateful to spend just a few moments with you this New Year's Eve. I serve as a teaching pastor for the Plain City campus, and I'm glad you're listening today. I hope your Christmas was blessed and filled with joy. I know under our tree lies the aftermath of open presents from a wonderful morning as a family. And it's amazing how all of the preparation and the planning has come to a close, and we quickly turn our attention to the new year. Tonight, many will gather again with friends and family to ring in the new year. And as we close the chapter on 2021 and look to 2022, this is often the time we look to make improvements and changes, whether resolutions, promises, turning over a new leaf, being more adventurous, or getting into shape. The new year is when we like to reset or reboot. And whether you're going all in on some big changes or challenges, or will be doing nothing at all, now is the perfect time to do a health check on our relationship with Jesus. A few weeks ago, I shared a couple of verses from Matthew chapter 6 and verse 19 that said this: "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on the earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." It's here in these verses that Jesus tells us there's only two places we can store up treasure: on this earth or in heaven. And Jesus tells us we should focus on storing up treasures in heaven because that is what will truly last. And I admit, when reading these verses, there's a tendency to think about all of our stuff, all of my things, but that's not what's at the core of these verses. What's at the core of these verses is our heart. And what's at the center of Jesus' teaching in these verses is who or what has the allegiance of our heart. Because here's the reality: Jesus is always after our heart. This truth has been shared from way back in the Old Testament, starting in the book of Deuteronomy, where it says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might." To Psalm 51, where it says, "For you will not delight in sacrifice, or I would give it. You will not be pleased with burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart. O God, you will not despise those." All the way to the New Testament then, to Jesus in Matthew chapter 22, where he says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your mind. This is the great and first commandment." What we see all throughout Scripture is that Jesus is not after our stuff. He's not after our things, our money, or our sacrifices, but he's always after our heart. So in the midst of resolutions and beginning a new year, may we take inventory of our heart. May we examine our lives this new year. And if I could challenge us a bit, including myself, as we take that inventory, may we be reminded, it doesn't matter what you and I say with our lips. It matters what we say with our life. That our life proves and points to where our treasure truly is. And that is what ultimately has our heart. This is why Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23 says, "Keep your heart with all diligence, because from it flows everything in your life." So as we enter this new year, let's take time to focus on making sure Jesus has our heart. May we treasure Jesus above all else, because we can only have our treasure in one place. We cannot store up treasure on earth and in heaven at the same time. And if you need encouragement with this today, we can be reminded of just how much Jesus desires to have our heart by remembering how Jesus said, "I love you," to you and to me, when he took my place on the cross. And when he took your place on the cross, and he died for my sins, and he died for your sins, because there's no greater love than that. That's how much he loves you. That's the lengths he went to win our heart. Let me pray for us, and then maybe take some time to be quiet before Jesus and just talk to him personally. Jesus, thank you for loving us first. Thank you for taking our place on the cross. Thank you that you always want something for us. And as we enter this new year, may we take inventory of our heart. May you help us in giving you our whole heart. And may we store up things of heavenly value. and may the things of this world grow dim. May our hearts beat for you, and may you help us to love you more and more. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.